thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Isaiah 54:17 says, "Vindication will come from me." Have you been falsely accused? So was Jesus. They called him a glutton, a drunkard, and a friend of low-life sinners. They accused the Apostle Paul of being a madman, a fool, and a babbler. Jesus called Satan the father of lies. When you're committed to doing God's will, Satan will attack you and use people to do it. Don't get discouraged and don't despair. God will vindicate you. His word says, "No weapon turned against you will succeed." You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. If you insist on retaliating, God will back off and leave you to it. But when you put the situation into His hands, the test can result in a testimony to His goodness and grace in your life. So instead of wasting your time complaining, pray, "Let your favor shine on your servant. In your unfailing love, rescue me. Don't let me be disgraced, Lord. I call out to you for help. Let the wicked be disgraced. Silence their lying lips, those proud and arrogant lips that accuse the godly. How great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. You hide them in the shadow of your presence, safe from those who conspire against them. You shelter them in your presence, far from accusing tongues." That's Psalm 31, verses 16 to 20. Simply pray, "Father, I put this situation in your hands today. Vindicate me." That's God's promise to vindicate you. From Vision to the Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.